Did y'all pray in the last class? Like when it being good. All right, John chapter 1. I'm in a double prayer right now. We already prayed, so go right to where we going. There'll be a lot of repetitive things that I'll say in these classes because it's a lot of our minds that have to change. Right? It's a lot of stuff that we think we know that we kind of know. Right? A lot of things that we've built ourselves on and call it the Word of God. Right? We don't know that the Word of God is a living organism. It's a live thing. Say, I am.
I am.
This is scary. It's scary for a lot of people. I am. We say, let's say, I am
the Word of
God. I'm going to say it again. Say, I am,
I am
the Word of God.
The Word of God.
I'm going to say it again. I am the Word of God. All right. The biggest trick that ever was is separation. Happened in the garden. And so our own mindset separated us from our Father. We had to start calling him God. Do you realize you go read the Old Testament? You're living by the book, right? Talking about the Bible, right? Old Testament, you don't hear them calling him Father. Go read it. They don't call him Father because they have this distant relationship. They don't call him Father because they didn't think that they were worthy. And sometimes we pick up the same connotation. I ain't good enough to call him my daddy. Although your daddy said he loved you regardless of you. Are you understanding? So the biggest trick is separation. So now we've taken the Bible and called it the Word of God without including ourselves. My God. The biggest thing that we need in the equation we left out is us. Wow. We know about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We know about Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We know about their lineage. We read all about their children and their children's children. And we know about their wives and we know about their mistakes and their victories and how much faith they have. We know about all that. We know about everybody but us. So the God of Job, you won't let the God of Job do something for you. Well, who is he to you? And so it's separation. Everybody say separation.
Separation.
Come on, say it again. Say separation.
Separation.
One more time, say separation.
Separation.
Has anybody ever dislocated a limb or something? Huh? Yeah, you felt good? That you want to live like that? Let's keep it that way. It works best that way. No. No separation. Everybody say no separation. Because in separation is a pain, it's a problem, it's an aggravation, and you can't function when there's separation. If there is separation, you really can't be who you are to be. Well, you do it all day long. You're going to plug up your phone to charge it tonight? Are you? You're going to plug it in, right? You got to put another plug in your phone, right? Now, if there's a separation, ain't no charge. You can be right by the plug. What a plug. You could be right there next to it. Same room, everything. You can even let it tap around the little side of the plastic part of it. But if you don't plug in and don't connect and become one with the power, you'll never be charged. Don't you feel? Now listen. Sometimes that's us, right? Just because we believe in separation. We believe the Father is somewhere else other than in us. God is so amazing. Let me kill this in your mind right quick. God is so amazing that he can be above us, around us, and in us at the same time. What do we think omnipresence is? You thought he was everywhere, so he watching to see what you're doing. You know, we built we built our Christian lives on morals and on sin or not sin. So we built it on that so much that we hadn't found a realization, the reality of who we are as a living being, son of God. Are y'all with me? So we've been, I heard it today, and I'm going to tell you this, so we'll give it to you. He said, we've been managing morals and not honoring holiness. Don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Your morals, you thought the same thing, morals and holiness? No. Holiness is who you are. Everybody say identity.
Identity.
The biggest trick is identity. The first trick that was played, we live in by the book because it's in the book, amen. The first trick that was played was you trying to get, the enemy trying to get you out of your identity. Of course, yeah, you eat from the tree and you'll be just like God. Well, dummy, you already like God.
Right.
How you going to tell me to be something that I already am? How you going to take my money and give me my money back to me? You going to steal from me and tell me you blessing me. You ain't blessing me. You stole from me. Don't give me what's already mine. The first trick was identity. And it's still happening. We still on a day-to-day basis, on the genesis of our days, the beginning, on the genesis of our days, we still begin to eat off the tree. Sometimes we eat off the tree while reading the book. The tree was still in the garden. Corinthians, I don't know, it's 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, let me make sure. 1 Corinthians, I think it's 3:9. Let me get there real quick, and then maybe second, so if it is, we'll flip over there. And it talks about, Okay, hold up, let me look, hold up. I'm close to it, yeah, hold on. Yeah, 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. And it's a kind of, it tripped me out for a minute. For years it tripped me out until I started realizing that the word was alive. Mm-hmm. And it was alive in me as me. All right. And Jesus was walking as life in the flesh to show me what I look like for real. All right. See, I ain't know what I look like till Jesus got here. Before then, it was shadows and smokes and mirrors and shadows. There was shadows of our relationship with the Father. The Bible talks about that before then. But then here comes Jesus walking as the Word in the flesh to show me what I look like. Jesus' 100% message and his 100% lifestyle was all about enabling you to be. Like that. When you see me, you see the Father. Then he says, the Father in me and I'm in the Father. Then he says, you and me and I'm in you. What else that put you at? Come on, y'all, what it was, I think it was algebra. Right, A, B, I ain't trying to get in that song. I ain't know algebra, but I don't remember much of it. But I know A equals 2, and right, don't worry about all that. But you know, the letters equal the letters, right? So if he say he in the Father, and the Father in him, and then I'm in him, and he in me, that means I'm in the Father in me. That means we one too. See what he's trying to tell you? Just trip me out though, because 3:6, and it says, who is also able ministers. All right, amen. We got that in the New Testament right there. All right, amen. We able ministers. We are able to minister. First of all, you need to know what the word ministry means. We're living by the book, right? And a book is full of words, right? So we need to understand what these words mean. Stop going around here using these words you don't understand. Just because you heard such and such say it. Amen. Aloud, amen.
Amen.
But now we're here, and minister just simply means to pass it out. Oh, that's it. Go look it up. Just you thought ministry is not a Christian word, right? It's the word Christians took it and kind of owned it, but they call themselves ministers in other religions, right? But we got a prime minister. That ain't church. They ain't the prime preacher. Right? Y'all understand it? But the ministry, we got a ministry of defense. What are they passing out? Right. But it's the pass. So now we're able passer outers. He made us able passer outers, right? Of the New Testament. The New Testament is a new story. It's the new way. The New Testament. You thought New Testament was Matthew to Revelations, right? After Malachi ended, the New Testament started. No, New Testament is a live thing. Jesus said this, Jesus made a statement, he said, repent. You know what repent means? Repent means change your mind. Greek, Hebrew means, simply means change your mind. And some people say the term, but it's Hebrew, change your mind. Just change your mind. Who you thought it was? On your knees saying you sorry. Change your mind. Everybody say change my mind.
Change
Come
my
on,
mind.
Say it again, change my mind.
Change
Come on, say it again, change my mind.
Change my
when
mind.
I repent, say when I repent,
I am changing
my mind. So Jesus makes a statement, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, change your mind, for the kingdom, or God's way of doing things, is at hand. In other words, it's a new way. There's a new way of doing things now. You better change your mind. Because if you try to operate, you can't put new wine in old bottles. If you try to operate in this new way with the old ways, come on, try to get on the interstate on a horse. It ain't going to come out good for us. I don't care if you got one in the Kentucky Derby. It's not going to come out. You need horsepower, not horses with power. Are y'all understanding me? So you can't do this new thing. You repent. Change your mind. Because there's a new way. God's way at hand. And who's God's way? Now I ain't say what? Jesus makes a statement. Come on, this is scripture. We live by the book, right? What he say? I am the
way.
Oh. So I am the way. So the way is a lie. You say it. Say about you. Say, I am the way.
I am the way.
Say it again. Say, I am the way.
I am the way.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah, say it again. Say, I am the way.
I am the way.
See, let me tell you something about God. Can we calm down? Everybody breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. God does not have an inferiority complex. He doesn't feel like you can take anything from him. People say, don't take the glory from God. How you going to take glory from God? Could you please tell me how you going to take glory from God? He is the glory. How you going to take glory from God? He's not trying to hold on to it so you can't function in the glory. Okay, so there are things that we're afraid to say that he just, I wish he would say it. Come on. It's like an anxious father. Come on, you just stand up. Come on. Just do it. You look just like me. Say, I am the way.
I am the way.
Just because I'm saying I am the way don't mean you ain't the way. But you got to speak for yourself. We are the way.
I am the way.
You got to speak for yourself. Right? You say, I am. Say it.
I am the way too.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, whatever way that I'm in, if I'm in the way over there, where you from? Say where you from. Say it. Where you was at today? Say where you was at today. Yeah, I say it. Right? What city you was in? I was over there, right? Wherever you was, you the way. So whoever saw you over there should have saw the way. And not that they going to walk on you to find it, but when they see the way, they know they the way. This is evangelism. Evangelism is not, oh my God. Evangelism is not telling somebody what the book said. It's being the book. This is why you're talking to somebody about being saved before and they ain't trying to hear you. Have you? And they were like, well, I ain't on that religion stuff. I ain't really on that. Nobody asked you about religion. See, watch this. Nobody asked you about religion. Well, church, ain't nobody asked you about church. We talking about Christ right here. What about him? Find me something wrong there. But see, we keep pointing to something that ain't got no life. So now we're trying to take life and convert it over here, and we're bypassing here. Are y'all understanding me?
Yes, sir.
You're in the image of the Father.
Yes, sir.
You what the Father look like, and when they see you, they ought to see the Father and then see themselves.
Yes.
This thing said the New Testament, the new story, you are the story. See, we made us the able passer-outers of the new story that I am. Not of the letter. It was just full of letters. Right? I'm going to trip you out on the word letter because letter has a couple meanings. But not of the letter, but of the what?
Spirit.
Oh, the spirit. That's the light. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. But I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. But I am a spirit. I have a soul. But I live in a body. So the spirit is the life force. That's God. That's the same thing that was breathed into me and I became a living soul. He didn't change his mind. He never changed his mind. He never took it back. It's still in you.
Amen.
That's the spirit. So not of the letter, but of the spirit or of the life. For the letter does what? Woo. You mean to tell me these letters will kill me? Not in the Holy Bible. Not in the Holy written word of God. But the letter itself, and what's the last line in that scripture? Go ahead. Spirit does what? Spirit pass out life. Huh? See, I can't tell you what the scripture say. I got to be the scripture. Even if I refer to the scripture, I still got to refer to us. Me and us. We the script. Living by the script. Are you understanding me? Because if I bypass, I was talking to my church, the class I'm going to take next year, the Church Unusual class, but I don't even know why we have to say Church Unusual, because church should already be unusual. And we'll get that going next year.
Yes, sir.
But But I said that we talk about everything else and we leave some out of the equation, and it's us. You leave you out. He wants to include you. He got you here for a reason. Like, you're here right now just for that reason, to be the way and to be the living word. Yeah. Sometimes your conversation is not going, well, you know, John chapter 3, verse 4 says, sometimes your conversation is not going to be like that. Sometimes your conversation is going to be in the language that such and such is talking right now, but whatever you're saying is going to sound and look and be like Jesus. I'll be lying to you if I told you I knew all these scriptures, because I don't. I know some of them that stick with me. Some of them, sometimes I know them, sometimes I just know where they're at, and we'll find them. But I know who I am. And Martha, Mary. You remember the story of Martha and Mary? But Jesus come to the house. So he came into the house. Jesus came into the house. Right? But Martha is cumbered about much serving. And she mad with Mary because Mary's sitting still. Right? Martha doing all that other stuff. She reading, remember we talking about last week, Proverbs every day. And she got three devotionals. Martha doing it all. Martha got all the devotionals. She go to all the prayer meetings. She go to every convention that come in town. She cumbered about much serving. And Jesus told her, said, Martha, Martha. But he said, but Mary has chosen that good thing. He don't know how many things are needful? He said only one. Jesus said that. He said only one thing is. Well, I know a lot of subjects. I know a lot of messages. I've been to a lot of services. I've heard a lot of preachers. It's a lot of stuff to keep up with. Answer me up in here. Y'all know I'm trying to keep up with grace and love and mercy and faith and joy and peace. I got a message on peace, message on joy, message on grace. I got to keep up with them. Then I got to keep up with holiness. And I don't know holiness and morality. And I got to keep up with that one. Then I got to smile. I got to be friendly. Got to be a friend of sinners. And then I got to learn how to worship. Then I got to know the difference between worship and praise. It's two different things now. And all these different things. I don't know. You've been trying to keep up with it, haven't you? Yes. Amen. God bless you. God bless you for that. I'm glad you lasted this long, because you should have burnt out by now. I'm serious. One thing is needful. And then Mary chose that thing that can't be taken away from her. And the thing that cannot be taken away from you is your identity. You can take a lot of things from me. You can call me a lot of other things, but what you cannot take away from me is my God-given. I ain't talking about me being a black man, because that ain't who I am anyway. I don't know why we submit ourselves to it, I guess because we're trying to, whatever. People call it semantics and talking about just wordplay, but no, it's a real thing. It's not just because I'm a black man. I'm even further than, and I thank God for being one, but I'm a little further than a Thompson. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? I'm a son of God. All right? I'm an heir of the Father. Amen. Me and my Father are one. Glory. Say it.
Me and my Father are one.
Because the letter kills and the spirit gives life. So this, without you, can hurt somebody. See, we always thought the spirit was another spirit. You thought it was the Holy Spirit, right? So we thought another spirit was giving life. But where the Holy Spirit at? Jesus said it. I ain't say Jesus said that. He said the Holy Spirit that is in you. The what kind of spirit? The Holy One. I am holy. Say, I am holy.
I am holy.
Gives life. Come on, involve yourself. Involve yourself. See, we've got the times that we've gotten in trouble in life, or that lack, or sickness, or disease, or things that gotten a hold of us, or we've been off track, is because we haven't involved ourselves. We've been on the sideline looking and thinking this was somebody else's game. Or we're waiting for somebody to swoop in and save us. Save yourself. He said, by as you'll save, you're going to save yourselves. Y'all understand me?
Yes,
identity, everybody say identity. One thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, identity. So if we keep approaching, if we keep approaching the Bible, all right, the book that is talking about, living by the book, if we keep approaching the book as something else other than a map of who we are, we're going to kill ourselves doing it. And killing does not necessarily mean in the grave all the time. It just means non-fruitful. I mean, it's not bearing what it's supposed to bear. You know, Jesus cursed that fig tree. Remember that? He just called it what it was already. It wasn't bearing no fruit. You were dead already, so now you're up here lying. I'll just call you what you are. Are y'all understanding it? So now I can't come and try to read these scriptures and leave myself out of it. I want to keep saying this for a minute. I can't approach and whatever I call devotion. I am devotion. Say, I am devotion. I don't do devotion. Come on, say, I don't do devotion. Because Paul used to say, that where good is present, evil is also present. Right? You ain't got no up without no down. Huh? Ain't no left without no right. Ain't no hot without no cold. Right? Ain't no good without no bad. That's why that tree was so terrible. Right? Because ain't no good without that. I don't know. What was I talking about? Hold up. I had to get back to this. Spirit gives life. Go to John chapter 1. Yes, sir. The book, your book. I remember having, I was supposed to say this at the beginning, but I just came in. Smoking guns. I guess I just forgive me. Our book. We're going to read the book. The book is a wonderful book. I remember reading it. I told you I read it before I had this class, and it really showed me some things. You know, just like our textbook, it's like any other textbook in school. I remember being in school, we never got through the whole textbook, right? We didn't go through every mathematic equation that was in there. We got to the ones that were pertinent enough for us to be able to pass the class, right, and prepare us for the next level of whatever that math or whatever it was. And so we'll read the book. I want you to read through the book. I'll sign chapters when we read them. I'm not going to sit up here and just read through the book because I'm sure that'll be non-exciting. Not that this is supposed to be exciting, but you get what I'm saying. But also another thing I learned about our textbooks is that they came out with new editions. You know, you come out with a new edition of the book, that'll be a new version. Well, I would have a new edition. There's new edition because there's some new information. Right? There's some new insight that we didn't have on that last book. Right, so what I'm gonna tell you, there's gonna be some insight that we ain't got on this book, right. We ain't got in this book, but we gonna get it.
Yes. Amen.
Are y'all with me? Yes. But the book is still very useful. Yes. Someday we gonna come here and read it, cause I got the one talking about they got a chapter talking about reading it like it's strawberries and cream. I like that one. Instead of some old dry word. See, the reason the word can be dry is cause you're not involved. You the water. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of. See, you're what gives it flow. You understand it?
Yeah.
You're the ones that give it life. This, if you try to approach this outside of you, now watch this. Now this is the thing, Pay. Listen to me. This is the thing that's going to make you be to the point where you can't put it down, because you're involved. You'll never put yourself down.
Amen.
Come on, you'll never stop talking about yourself. And I'm not talking about like, look at me. No, I'm not talking about that. But every day is about you. You can't get there without you. You done woke up, you going to work for who? I'm working for the family. No, you who part of the family? You part of the family. Who are you working for? Who you got dressed for? You. We say, no, I got dressed. No, you got dressed for you because you ain't want to be out there looking like you crazy. So you involve you in everything else. Why do we leave ourselves out here? It's a trick. Everybody say it's a trick. Come on, say it's a trick. Come on, say it again. It's a trick. It has been a trick to leave you out. This ain't got nothing to do with me. The Lord gonna come in. I heard a man singing one time. He said, come on, Lord, we need you to do it again. Come in and save the day. Why you need him to do it again? He did it one time and he told you the works that I do, you gonna do also. What was you reading? Where was you at? When he told you, you can do it. When he told you the way you know, where was you at? It's right there. It ain't hidden. It ain't on a page that's, you know, ducked off in a cheat code. You gotta go on the internet to find it. But we leave us Every time. We leave us out, so now it becomes a toil. It becomes toil. It becomes work. It becomes a hustle, right? It becomes boring. Then all the other stuff gets your attention. Then you become distracted. Then you don't realize that it's about you. I started realizing that the word was about me. And so now David, even David's story looked different to me now. You want to live by the book a little bit? You want to live by the book a little bit? All right, we're going to slow it down a little bit. All right, David and Goliath. You know, we know the story about David and Goliath, right? Amen. David and Goliath is a big story, right? There's a couple of things that David, we learned this. I know all y'all learned it. I learned it the same way. So we're going to learn it. We know we learned it together. And David fought a couple of things before he had to see Goliath when he was out there tending the sheep. What he fought? Bears and lions, right? And we said he was fighting them bears and lions, so he knew he could beat Goliath because he was preparing him for that, right? Wait, but we were saying it like that was the bigger fight, Goliath. But if I fight a man, I know what a man gonna do. I know you got two hands like me. I don't care how big y'all. You got two hands like me. You got a brain like me. You somewhere gonna think like me. You gonna move around like me. But fighting a lion or a bear, I don't know what he coming to kill. They say a lion run after a tiger. They say if you run down in a ditch or run down through a trench or something, the lion or the tiger will stop. They say the bear ain't never stopping. It's going to come till it gets you. That's another mindset. That's crazy. Like you have no morals. You have no holiness, no morals. You don't care how I feel. I scream, you're going to hold me while I'm screaming. You do not care. You are going to murder me. So this is not we tired. We didn't fought for a little while. All right, you win. No, it's about to be over with. Right. Somebody got to die. Right. So now we didn't look at this thing in reverse. That boy fought the bigger battles at first. So Goliath was really chump change. Fighting the lion or a bear. Flip by the book a little bit. Come on, he beat the lions and the bear. So I know Goliath, it wasn't going to be too much. Well, of course he wasn't going to be too much. He beat in the wilderness. I started living by the book, so I started involving myself. And I started finding myself in other people. Once I found Jesus, and I saw what I'm supposed to look like, but in the first rule in using the map, find out where you are. So I had to go through this scripture and find out which one of these is me. Now we all want to be Jesus. I want to be more like you, Jesus. Everybody want to be Jesus. But who are you now, though? I can't find my way over here. Find me as the way over here. I can't find my way. Right? Without knowing. So I might be over in Job and scared. And fearful. And just waiting for something to happen. And then just holding on, pleading the blood so that they'll protect me because I'm scared. So you don't plead the blood because you're scared. Amen. You don't actually. I told my last class, they laughed, but you know the Bible says that he made angels a little lower than man. So I always thought my angels were protecting me, but I told him I'm protecting him now. Who better? Who better, God or angels? To whose son am I? God. He don't call them a son. You can go get something for me, but we're gonna. I'm gonna protect you. I got you, bro. You don't pray for protection because you're scared. If you get scared, pray. Grace and mercy come on you. Help y'all, but that ain't when you start praying. Fearful. And the greatest thing that you fear gonna come upon you. Listen to me well. So I started finding myself, well, am I Job? Am I Jacob? Be lying and quiet in that one, huh? Yeah, the trickster. Jacob name meant trickster. That's why he had to change his name. It's funny how God do. God love us so much. It's funny how God do. He take the trickster and called him Israel and named the whole thing after him. But y'all better find out what kind of God we serving, what kind of father that we got, how much love this is. It's God loves you in spite of you. And he going to use you regardless of how useless you think you are. As a matter of fact, and you ain't got to go start thinking you're useless. But as a matter of fact, the more useless you think you are, the more he won't use you. Because I ain't got all that ego and that other stuff in the way. Say, well, how do I, I got to give you this one because I gave my last clip, but how do I function knowing that I'm the Word of God? Say, I am the Word of God.
I am the Word of
Come
God.
On, say, I am the way.
I am
I'm going to give you another one. Say, I am the blessing.
I am the blessing.
See, we're not looking for a blessing. We didn't come to get a blessing. I am the blessing.
I am the blessing.
I showed up as the blessing. Y'all understand? All right. So, but how do I keep saying I am all of this and not let this get to my head? Well, I can't even walk through the door because my head's so big. Right? My head's swole, right? No man should think more higher than the other thing, but think soberly. Right. Don't think more highly, but he didn't say don't think high. Just more highly. But how do I do that? Because it can get to my head if I keep on knowing that I am the way. I'm the one you've been looking for. And it's okay. Jesus did that. Jesus, Luke 4, he's the Spirit of the Lord upon me.
Yeah.
He said us, he said me.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of feel some kind of way about that. Mm-hmm. You start saying, I'm the way. I'm the truth. Mm-hmm. Huh? I'm the Word of God. Well, how do I function in that? Because that's the truth. Everybody say it's the truth. It's true, but how do I keep from, because then we get fearful. We don't want to say it no more because we're scared we're going to get too bigoted. So I got to stay low. Well, listen. Don't worry about that part. You all, Jesus said, come here, learn me. I'm meek and lowly at heart. You learn me, you learn how to do that.
Right.
Now, but the statement he gave me, you can put it down, you can remember, whatever you want to do. But the statement he gave me just yesterday, he said, now watch this, and I say, I am who I am through I am.
I am who I am through I am.
Say it again.
I am who I am through I am.
Come on, say it again.
I am who I am.
I am. I am who I am through I am. I am who? I am. How? Through I am. You get it?
Yes,
I brought everything. Yeah, I like that. By the grace of God, I am who I am by the grace of God, which is Jesus. Jesus is grace in the flesh. You too. Are you understanding me? So now I am who I am through I am. That keeps me to the point where I'm never functioning as a separated person. I am. Come on, say it. I am.
Who I am,
through I am. So it's okay for me to say I'm the living word. But I am only that through I am. Are y'all getting it? I said in my last, I called it the divine filter. I bring every thought to the obedience of, this is living by the book, y'all. I bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means I bring every thought, everything that I am, right? Because as I think, therefore I am. So I bring who I am, every thought. I bring my I am to the obedience of Christ. So now I am who I am through I am. So now when I come to the divine filter, pride and ego can't go through there. Because I only am who I am through I am. Oh, I am. Say, oh, I am. Come on, say, oh, I am. But I am through I am.
Hallelujah.
So now, Jeff, I got power. I got access to all the power. Say, I got power. No. See, my mind. Stop. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. My mind. Not I got power. I am power. See, the trick is that, once again, we've separated ourselves. And we're trying to function in a power that is only empowered by the power in you.
Yeah.
What would it be like? What would it be like if you knew you was the power? What kind of movement we gonna make in this earth realm if we knew we was the power? We've been waiting on another move. We the move. Yeah, we the move. Say it. Come on, say, I'm the move.
I'm the move.
I ain't making moves. I am the move.
I am the move.
Say the whole thing. I ain't making moves.
I am the move.
But I'm only to move who I am. So it keeps me. I should remind myself. Because I don't know what you do. What would you do? You start raising people from the dead. You'll quit ministry school today, huh? Yeah, I'm beyond this. I am the minister now. No more ministry school. I am the minister. I have to learn how to do this no more. I heal the sick and raise the dead. You'd be like Peter. Peter had the revelation out of him, and Jesus called him the devil 7 scriptures later. 7, maybe 8, a few scriptures after that, you're the devil. Get behind me, Satan. How quick it'll happen. Could you speak to people and they begin to get healed, and then you tell them, don't go tell nobody? Or do you think they need to go give a testimony? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on now, hold on, my church people. Go get in the testimony line and tell them what I did for you. Oh God. Or could you not say nothing to nobody? You feeling like you sit there bubbling with the power, but don't nobody know I be raising people. Come on, y'all. I'm doing this for a reason. I'm touching on some buttons for a reason. So I've been here for a long time. I've been in the whole church thing for a long time. So I'm touching some buttons for a reason, because we got to go from being churchgoers to looking like Jesus. That's what this book is trying to tell us. Are y'all understanding me? Could you do it? Heal somebody blind eyes and don't tell nobody. Nobody? Don't tell nobody. Could you do it? Not really. Yeah, it'd be not really. I'm gonna text somebody. You're probably in a group. They're like, yo, we got these eyes open. And I ain't gonna be talking biggity. I ain't gonna be talking biggity like it's on me, but yo, I'm gonna come to the office like, Darius, yo, this is yesterday. Oh boy, I was blind, now he looking. Word made flesh. See, it's training. See, it's training. See, Jesus is showing. Listen. They could have took Jesus before time. We're going to talk about the word. He the word in the flesh. They could have took him before time. That's why you start talking in parables. They didn't understand what he was talking about. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But they didn't get what he was talking about, so they couldn't string him up. You're supposed to understand. When you go back and read the parable, you're supposed to understand what he's talking about when he's talking about the sower sowed the word. He's talking about you. Mm-hmm. You being sown. Okay. The sower sowed you into the earth. You cannot, listen, and I have to, you study the word, right? But you only study the word to find out who you are. This book has a lot of great steps and methods to look at the Bible different ways. I love it when it starts talking about using your imagination. Mm-hmm. Find out what time of day it is. Why are we here right now? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. I found out, just funny story, to me, just living by the book and reading the gospel. I have a thing where I'm just constantly reading the gospels, and I found out that all them jokers ran off from Jesus when it was time. Yeah. One of them ran out his clothes. And I said, I said, boy, you trying to get away for real. You run out your clothes? And I know that Jesus stood up and was like, look, I'm the one you're looking for, so can you take me so you ain't got to get them? He's standing in the line before he even went to the cross. What kind of man is this? That'll put his life on the line. And we'll get a little further with that, putting our life on the line. That's a, well, come on, word in the flesh. I am the word. Come on. Come on, say it. No, say it as loud as you said it earlier.
I am the word.
We was pumped up. Say, I am the word. Because see, the word got to take a lick for somebody. And the word got to take that lick. Will we still be the word? It says the word, John chapter 1, I know we're there. And it says, and I'm going to read it again. And then we're going to get out a little early tonight. I know you want to say amen, so go ahead and say it. And the word, verse 14. And you said, well, we read that last week. Did you get it last week? Are you the word in the flesh yet? Well, shut up then. Stop talking about what I'm reading over again. I'm going to read over and over again. I remember Brother Hagin would come with the same message. If you are familiar with him, he'd come with the same message. He caught my dad down the hall one time. He said, you here again? He said, yeah. He said, I'm just going to preach the same thing I preached last time. He said, that's what I come here to get. Faith come by what?
Hearing.
And? Hearing. Oh, not just that one time, huh? Not just that one time? Let's just continue. He said, hearing and hearing for a reason. It wasn't, he didn't have no stuttering problem. Or he didn't have no problem. No, he said hearing and hearing for a reason, because he's telling you a continual process. Yeah, my son, you are clean how? Through the word, right? You're clean through the word. Well, the word is in the flesh. The word made flesh. So you're clean through your identity. I'm cleaning you consistently through this, which is your identity. I'm constantly cleaning you. What am I cleaning you from? Everything else that everybody else told you you were. So we cannot talk about studying this book and studying this word without realizing what it's talking about. You don't even know if you know the subject matter. What you thought the subject matter was? You thought the subject matter was God? You thought the subject matter is you. God already know who he is. You the only person don't know. We the only people, I include myself. Right? He don't need a book about himself for himself. You don't read the Bible for God. And you the subject. Go, all right, come on. Look, tomorrow, tonight, before you go, whenever the next time you pick up the Bible. Right? Read it with you as a subject. Now, some of the stuff you're going to find that you ain't going to like about yourself. And don't be in denial. Amen. Come on. Amen. Loud amen, please. Amen. Yeah, don't be in denial when you start finding yourself in some places that ain't really. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you ain't find yourself. You see, right? But own up to it. Everybody say own up.
Own up.
The word was made flesh. The word was made flesh. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he's trying to describe the word never stopped being flesh, but flesh didn't know that it was the word. God never changed his mind from the beginning. You tell me when he changed his mind, he didn't. The only one time he said, I repent to make man, he's about to wipe everybody off. We must have been really cutting up. But he didn't change his mind. He didn't take his spirit back. We just didn't understand. For all those years, until Jesus shows up and say, I'm the Son of God. And starts showing us who we are. So the word never stopped being. The word never stopped being the flesh. Like, where else could it be? Like, you realize that flesh had to write this? And dwelt, lived, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. So we saw it.
Yeah.
The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we saw the word of God acted out in front of us. We saw the word of God lived out in the flesh. And what it does is it eliminates my excuses. It eliminates my excuse, you know, and this is why I don't get on all that I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm not. I'm a child of God.
Amen.
That found myself.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm a old wretched rag. No, I'm not. That's a trick.
Yeah.
Get you thinking out yourself. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
It eliminates my excuses. So now I don't use this as an excuse. I don't use my skin color as an excuse. I don't use my last name or my background or where I come from as an excuse. I can't use what I do or what I don't have because I have everything because the Spirit of God. What God own? What God own? Everything. So if I got the Spirit of God on the inside of me, huh? Join there with Christ. So Jesus eliminates the excuses. I don't have any more excuses for not being what I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
And don't talk about when I know better.
Amen.
When I know better, I'm responsible to him. To whom much is given? Yeah. What is trying to tell you? I done gave you myself. I've given you my identity, so I require my identity back.
That's good. Wow.
I've given you my life, so I ain't looking for nothing else but that. It tripped me out because I'm going to say this as we go. He gives the description. He said, you know the scripture you're talking about, depart from me, I never knew you?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of spooked me out because of the list of stuff that them people was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was casting out demons. Mm-hmm. And he was doing all the stuff we do as good ministry. And he said, depart from me, I never knew you. I was like, hold up. I'd be doing that. I didn't. I think I done prophesied before. How you not know me? You know everything. How you not know me? That wasn't the point. He said, you don't know me.
Wow.
And you don't know you as me.
Wow.
That's all these different things we're doing, and we're doing the stuff. He said, no, depart from me, I never knew you. Changed my life. Because I no longer, and there's nothing wrong with doing those things, but I have to do those things from the proper identity.
Yes,
and not try to do these things to have an identity.
That's right.
Direction means everything. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Amen.